Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week we're answering a question sent in by young listener Sebastian.
How many nuclear bombs destroy Jupiter?
How many nuclear bombs would it take to destroy Jupiter? Have you ever woken up and wanted to wreak havoc on a cosmic scale but realised you didn't know how much of your personal nuclear arsenal to bring with you? Me too. So fortunately for us, the public astronomer at Cambridge's Institute of Astronomy, Matt Bothwell, is here to take us through the physics and forces required.
It's harder than you might think. The Earth is a big ball of iron and rock that weighs a billion trillion tons. Since the Earth formed, it's been hit by billions of asteroids, and not only has the Earth not been destroyed, they've barely left a scratch. So what would it take? In order to destroy anything, the general rule is you need to put in enough energy to overcome whatever forces are holding that thing together. If you take something held together by pretty weak forces, like a cake, for example, you don't really need much energy to pull it to pieces. If something's held together more strongly, like a rock, then smashing it to bits is going to be harder work. So, what about a planet? Well, the force that holds planets together is gravity. And if you want to destroy a planet, you're going to have to put in enough energy to overcome the gravity of a whole planet. Scientists actually have a special term for this. We call it the gravitational binding energy. If you take anything that's held together by gravity, whether it's a planet or a star or a whole galaxy, and you add enough energy to equal the gravitational binding energy, that thing is going to be destroyed. So you want to destroy Jupiter, and that's going to be pretty hard work. The gravitational binding energy of Jupiter is about as much as 100 billion trillion nuclear bombs. That's a 1 followed by 23 zeros. Earth is smaller and has weaker gravity, so it is going to be easier to destroy. It would only take maybe 10 billion trillion nuclear bombs. So happily for astronomers and stargazers everywhere, I think the planets are safe from your evil plans for the time being.
We hope that answered your question, Sebastian. Thank you very much for sending it in, and thank you very much to Matt Bothwell. And his upcoming children's book covering the topics like this and many more, Astrophysics for Supervillains, is out July of next year. Keep an eye out for that. And next week, in keeping with the festive spirit, we're answering this Christmas cracker sent in by listener Georgia.
How many non-magic reindeer would it take to pull a sleigh with one present for every child in the world?
And if you'd like to hazard a guess or you have a question of your own, please send an email in to chris@thenakedscientist.com or visit our forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.